Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording, and that is at 1:08 in the Pacific Summer Time on May 16th. And oil was the big story in here today, where Brent crude broke out to new recovery highs, and that's a reassertion of this short-term uptrend, which has been in evidence since early January. And within that uptrend, we've had now four pullbacks in the region of between $5 and $6, and we just went through one of those. It got down to about a $5 reaction, but then bounced back emphatically, and now it's at new highs. You're now seeing that Brent crude is up to $49, and 50 is a big psychological level, but there isn't a great deal of evidence that that's going to represent anything other than a short-term barrier, and particularly the case when you have the oil price going up in such a consistent manner. Then you look at the consistency of the trend, and with these equal-sized reactions, then that gives you some evidence, at least, that investors who are, or traders who are participating in the oil markets, are doing so with a look at where how large reactions have been previously, and then in order to shake them out or to hit any kind of stops, then you would have to have a reaction of greater than $5.5 to $6. So then that's approximately where people would have stops, is in the $5 to $6 range from wherever the price has hit its most recent peak. And in the absence of a move of that magnitude, then we would have to give the benefit of the doubt to additional upside. And that's regardless of the fact that people are looking at the oil price and asking exactly where is it likely to encounter resistance as it gets increasingly close to where many assume that it will reach an economic point once more for unconventional oil and gas drilling. Or perhaps more accurately to say, unconventional oil and gas development of drill sites. Well, it wasn't just oil was in positive territory today. The precious metals, they popped on the upside in early trading, but gave up much of that advance towards the close, and gold finished out the day in mildly positive territory. It continues to range below $1,300, and we saw additional evidence of that today, where it wasn't quite able to push up towards the $1,300 area. And some additional consolidation is looking more likely, that we're just going to go sideways, but certainly the more important medium-term consideration is that these higher prices have been held for the not just the short term, but that they continue to be held, and then that is something that is an important consideration, that it continues to look like a first step above the type 2 bottom. Then gold shares are exhibiting they represent a high beta play on the gold price, and that's the first time they've been able to do that in over a decade, and it's because they're no longer investing in increasing mine supply. But when you look at, for example, GDX or GDXJ, which would be the large cap and the small cap miners ETFs, then they've both doubled, and so that gives you an idea that we were having a broad-based move, but nonetheless, they have doubled since January, so they're both quite racy, and they're both susceptible to some additional consolidation. And it's just an object lesson that don't pay up for commodities has been practically a mantra at this service for more than a decade, and that's as true today as it was when commodity prices were reinvigorated back in the early 2000s, and they're better bought on weakness. And that's as true of the shares as it is of the individual metals. By and large, today it was a positive day on stock markets. So the Hang Seng was up 0.8%. The mainland Chinese market was a bit steadier, and that's been sort of drifting for a while. The Australian market was also firmer in here, and it was a mixed day in Europe. The DAX is perhaps the one to keep the most eye on, because it's been trending lower now for nearly a year and a half, and it's back around the 10,000 level, which has been an area of resistance over much of the last 3 or 4 months. It's 48 points shy of that in here, and it was up almost 1% today. And if it can sustain a move above about 10,500, then that would break the medium-term progression of lower rally highs, and it would start to really begin to give us an indication that demand is returning to dominance beyond some short-term steadying. When we look at the S&P 500 today, then it was up just 1%, exactly 1%, and then it's bouncing again from the 2050 area, and so far this has been a very tight consolidation, particularly relative to the kind of volatility that we've had over the last while, and by that I mean since the end of last year. So as long as it holds the 2050 area, I don't think there's going to be an awful lot of people particularly worried. But certainly, we're starting to see demand coming back in again at that area, and a sustained move below it would really be required to confirm resistance, or more than short-term resistance, in the region of the upper side of this more than year-long range. But as I've been saying in the last number of audios, without corporate profitability improving, then a sustained move to new highs would be a reflection more of margin expansion, or sorry, of multiple expansion, not margin expansion, multiple expansion, and would portend that perhaps we're moving into the third psychological perception stage of what has been a 7-year bull market, and that would be where we get a mania, where the majority of investors conclude that central banks are not going to raise interest rates, that we are in a deflationary environment, that the liquidity-fueled environment is going to persist, and that the only way to make money would be to get long and leveraged. So that would be the, and it, you know, one could argue that many people have concluded that already, and that's what contributed to the consistent trending market that we had between 2012 and 2015. But it would need to resume in order for these major indices to break out. And when you start to look at share buybacks, and I'm posting an article with some data on that in here today, then buybacks have pulled back in the first quarter, and they will need to recover in the balance of the remainder of the year if stock valuations are going to be maintained at where they are right now. And they would need to improve. Buybacks would need to improve if they're going to help drive this market higher. So yes, today was a better day on stock markets, but we're not out of the woods just yet. It really does. We do need to see these indices breaking up and out of what have been pretty lengthy ranges already. And I think with that, there's just a quick comment on the dollar, and it is that the dollar was a bit weaker in here today. The yen was a little bit weaker as well, and bonds were weaker as well. So then the desire for a safe haven was countermanded today by the strength on stock markets, and again, but not in a particularly dynamic fashion. So again, more is required to really change what has been a short-term corrective environment overall. And I think with that, I'll leave you for today, and I'll wish all the best to all of you.